welcome to the Extreme Life Changer Show here on the ExtremeLifeChanger.com. The show that goes again beyond most shows out there. And again, will defy what you think you have always known. Get ready. Once again, my name is Sonny Cardona, and this is one of the most controversial shows that you can hear on the internet. I get a lot of heat from a lot of listeners when I do the EXS radio show. And, when I post on Facebook, the things that I say, people don't want to hear. And even me knowing this stuff for years, I even still go into denial mode. It's that messed up of a world that we live in that the greatest science fiction movies can't even compare. Literally can't even compare. So, let's get into this fully high-charged episode today of the Extreme Life Changer Show, The Extreme Reality. Let's go to God like I always do. Dear Heavenly Father, right now, I just want to, just talk to you and love you and thank you for, blessing me with everything that you have done in my life, and thank you for the friends that listen to this show, and let us all be covered in your pure, infinite love and power and glory through the Holy Spirit to be guided towards your truth. That's all that matters, Father God. Jesus died for us, rose again. He is the Savior of all, and He brings the truth into this world. Thank you again, Father God. Amen. Bless a man, a woman. Bless us all today. And, that's what it's about, knowing the truth and the reality. And it's a wild ride. I don't know where to hit first. If I should talk about, again, the Zimmerman trial, which, again, I believe that the media has controlled everything possible to known to man. Most news, anyway. I mean, yeah, if a house burns down and the news cover it, okay, fine. The media didn't make that happen. They, someone burnt their house down or an accident happened, right? But when we get into high-level stories where all the media is playing and then they start using these race cards and stuff like that, you got to start looking out and watching out for the truth. Now, with the Zimmerman trial, and this blew my mind, I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't say anything for the last couple weeks because I really wanted to see Zimmerman. There hasn't been that many pictures of Zimmerman, whatever. And when he had his trial or his hearing, because he got, charged with, murder too, I believe, or whatnot. And, he was in the trial, and I looked at his eyes, and something was funny. He was flickering his eyes in a weird way. I go, okay, well, I'm just going to let this slide. On the Drudge Report the next day, they showed Zimmerman's eyes, and again, his eyes look weird. They look close together. So I go, this is odd, And then the following day on the Drudge Report, they showed Obama's eyes, and it almost looked like Zimmerman's eyes, almost beady, not as close, but close enough that there was a resemblance. So I go, wow, this is kind of wild. So a couple days later, a week later, you see, Zimmerman in the trial again, and he's going for bond. And at this time, I looked at his skull, and it looked elongated. And so I go, you know what? I put one and one together. I went on YouTube because I was like, this guy is part of the bloodlines or something. Something's not right. And some guy made a picture or a video, and I'll have it posted, that Zimmerman was a reptilian. As we know, the fallen angels had sex with women, and they created a hybrid or hybrids of humans called the Nephilim. Again, in the Bible, it said these guys did survive in some sense through the flood because, again, God destroyed the world because these Nephilim were corrupting the DNA of humanity. And he favored Noah, and he told him to build the ark, and the world was destroyed by the flood. But these things survived. And again, I talked about in previous shows how even the demonic spirits, you know, started up in Babylonian and Sumerian and Egypt. As we know, they're gods. They never died. And then in Numbers, the Nephilim are there with the Canaanites. So the Nephilim, these hybrids, never ever died. The Bible warns us, okay, of this connection with the fallen angels. The fallen angels are AKA, also known as aliens, okay? They're the aliens of this world. And so what happened is their offspring, their genetic thing, whether through DNA, you know, through bones or whatnot. I mean, they were heavily into, you know, saving their bones and stuff, as we know that the Egyptians did and so forth and so on. They conjured up their bloodlines. They became the kings and queens of old. That's why when you see in these Egyptian tombs and stuff, the elongated skulls. When you look around the world, you see these elongated skulls, and those are the bloodlines of the Illuminati. These are the kings and queens, and where the peasants or the villagers or, you know, the people would see their giant, you know, leaders' skulls, and they were taller and bigger. They were the giants, as the Bible claimed them to be. They would do that to certain babies as well. They would put wood and try to squish the head so they would mimic their gods or their leaders, which are the hybrid, half-demon, half-human entities. And I believe they're real, as you can say what. If you watch the movie Mel Gibson made, Apocalypto, the guy runs into a pyramid, and you literally see what I consider a Nephilim, which has the elongated skull, very tall. And when I went to see Obama a couple years back, I seen him in his, you know, limousine, and this man's skull was ginormous. I never seen anybody's head as big like that. So it's the bloodlines. Look at the royals. They have very large heads, very large craniums. And that's a part, again, of the royal bloodlines. Now, a lot of people go, well, Sonny, what are they then? Were they human? Are they? I believe, yes, they are human, but they have that genetic. Look into the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati. And again, because these families have interbred, intermarried in between themselves, or in between these rich families of, again, you know, just the stock, just the wealth they keep within themselves, they are together. And so they have been controlling and manipulating and ruling this world for thousands of years. So what we have here, and I know I said this on the other show, and it's hard to believe, but we literally have, this world has been controlled and hijacked, and it's nothing new. The Bible says that the world has been taken over by the devil, and the devil, in essence, is an alien, a fallen angel. He's not from Earth, so whatever. And his offspring, which Christ called them the tares of wheat, are amongst us. And they are corrupting and controlling this world, and they have for thousands upon thousands of years, over 5,000 years or so from the dawn of man. When we look at the snake or the lizard or the thing that tempted Eve, what was this thing? It was a reptile, a snake. In the Bible, it said it could even walk and so forth and so on. And God cursed it and took out the legs or whatever, and it had a craw. It became the snake that we know of today. So again, the very first form that Lucifer, the devil, took was the snake, reptilian form. And then he had sex and these fallen angels, and they continued that. And I believe that's where the downfall also of the reptiles or the dinosaurs and all that was, you know, messed up, because the entities were part of that as well, and God destroyed them, because again, they were doing hybrids and stuff like that as well. So I know I don't have all the answers, friends, but when you look at the bottom line, all through history, all through the world, you see dragons all over the place. In China, the dragon, the year of the dragon. They have, you know, the Chinese, you know, parades and stuff. They have the dragon in the folklore of, you know, England and stuff. The dragons and the old knights, okay? We know that. In the Mayan temples, we see the dragon, you know, everywhere. All through history in, you know, India, the cobra and the snake and the goddesses and stuff like that. In the ancient Greek mythologies, you see Medusa, the snake. It's all over. Why? Because this entity has taken over this world in this form, in essence. Which is the reptilian snake. That's what the devil really, really likes. He loves that entity, that animal, that energy. And, you know, it's all over. So when I seen, again, the story with Trevon and all that, and Zimmerman, when I seen the eyes flicker at the certain rate, again, when these people... are, I believe, again, because they have the bloodlines, they have, in essence, a little bit of that DNA from the Nephilim. They can become easily possessed because, again, the sins of the Father, which the Bible warns us about, and they can become easily demonically possessed. So when they're in camera, they will literally look at the camera, and especially when they're nervous, they'll break down into this reptilian-type form, okay? Now, that's number one. You're part of the DNA structure. You're a hybrid, Nephilim. That's one. Number two, is anybody and everybody human, you know, whatever, not part of the bloodlines of the royals, it doesn't matter, even animals, we can become possessed. What? By what? By the demons, by the invisible spirits that control this world. Okay, we're fighting the spiritual warfare, the spiritual fight of this world. So that's number two. So you can become possessed if you start doing the occult, opening up the doorways, blasphemy the true God. These entities, you give, by doing that, you open up your spirit and these things can attack you. Number three, do they have hybrids? Yes, they do. In other words, are they half human and lizards? And do they have grays, alien grays? Do they have half monkeys and all this? They're doing it. Yes, they have cross-genetic these things for years now. Hundreds of years, and that's why they have tricked a lot of the governments to think that these guys are aliens and they're the good aliens, when in essence they're the fallen angels, and they use these vessels, they have clones, they have all that. So this is what we're dealing with. Do they have technology of holographic technology where they could possibly walk around using some of this technique? Sure. Everything and anything is possible. The technology, again, that we have is years and years garbage. Their technology is hundreds of years more advanced. They have suppressed technologies for hundreds and thousands of years, if not more. So that's what we're dealing with. So when you hear the alien agenda, when you hear all this stuff, oh, the aliens may be good, they're the fallen angels. And you go, there's people go, well, what about the aliens come? The aliens are here. They have taken over. This world is literally controlled by an alien force. Not humans, but an alien demonic force. The Bible warned us about that. The only way out of it is by knowing God Almighty. If you don't have God, you're done. You're done. I have literally been attacked by these things. These things have wanted to possess me, but by the blood of Christ, by saying a prayer in Jesus' name, you leave, and you know, breaking the stranglehold of these demonic entities, they leave. They have no choice. There are stories where these entities are in underground bases. Again, the hybrids, the demons go into these clones. Clones are, they don't have a spirit. These things go into them, and they're in this. And they go, we don't want any Christians in here. No, you can't come in here if you're a Christian. Because why? The power of Jesus Christ is above all names, as the Bible says, and above these demons. We're not talking about Oregon Blaster or a gun or a laser. That does nothing to these things. The only thing that will destroy them is the grace of God. And by saying the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Jesus Christ, they're gone. Why? Because there's power and glory in that name. And that's what we need to remember, my friends. It's powerful. We live in a world that is so corrupt. It is inhumane, the things that are going on. Do you really think that humans will kill themselves the way they do in countless wars and wars if not manipulated by these entities? Again, these bloodlines are psychopaths. They are inbred. And again, they are demonically possessed. When I seen Zimmerman, I had that feeling. I didn't want to say anything until I seen more pictures of the guy. I don't know if I've stated this in my show before in the past, but I would watch a show called The Sing Off, and Nick Lachey, you know, the singer, would go. He's the host of the show, and at the end of the night, he would say goodbye. He would flicker his eyes, and his eyes would turn into a reptilian eye, a demonic eye. I mean, it was there. It's shocking. I'm the only one in the world that exposed, given to me by the grace of God, the dollar bill. When you put a light through it, through George Washington, by the fold, you see a reptilian. They tell you, they're telling us who controls this world. In the dollar bill, it's literally almost a reptilian eye. This is real, folks. I mean, literally, I've said this stuff before, and then I retract it, kind of like, oh, this can't be real. This is just too outlandish. And then, you know, God's like, no, this is real. He keeps on showing me the proof. I can't deny it anymore. This is happening. The fallen angels did have sex. They had a hybrid. That's in through, you know, a lot of texts. All through history, we know that there's something, you know. How did the pyramids get built, and how did, you know, all these stones, these gigantic stones all across the world get put together? How? Think about it. By, again, these fallen angels, they have technology, they've been controlling and manipulating the world. It's crazy. So yes, just to summarize basically what I'm telling you, this world is ran by demonic spirits. Okay, I'm going to break it down as in a pyramid structure, how they run. Let's put a big circle around a pyramid. The big circle is God Almighty that encompasses everything, the Creator. Okay, everything is working in His good. We're here to learn a life lesson, to get closer to Him and to love Him. Okay, that's why we're here. The top of that pyramid now, because that's their symbol. On top of that is the fallen angel, Lucifer. Okay, that is the spirit, the entity, the darkest force in the universe is Lucifer. Satan, come, whatever you want, the devil. Right underneath him is his angels, his archangels, or the demon spirits. Okay, so that's second in command. So he runs his legions, because that's what they are. Jesus fought legions, and he casted out these demons from a man and threw them into swine. And Christ asked him, who are you? And they said they were legions, and he has legions, just like a military force. So that's the second tier of this pyramid. We're going down. The third tier of this pyramid is, again, the bloodlines, the hybrids, again, the Nephilim bloodlines through the generations. And it stemmed, again, from Babylonia, Egyptian, Sumerian. They all have a bloodline. The people that are controlling this world are all connected through those bloodlines. All right, so that's why Bush is connected to Cheney, or, you know, Cheney and Bush, and is connected to Kerry, and Kerry's connected to, you know, third or fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh cousin, 11th cousin, Obama. It's all a bloodline, a monarch, Rothschilds, all these guys. So there you go. You have, again, the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati. You have the hybrid thing. So, again, they are possessed. Now we're at the fourth tier. Okay, so number one is Lucifer, this dark spirit that's controlling and manipulating this world the Bible talks about. Second is, again, the legions of his demons. Third are the bloodlines of these families and these rich elites. And the fourth one is the secret societies and the occult societies. So that, and they stem from all different sorts. You know, you have the Knights of Templar that became corrupt. You have the Masons, you have the Rosicrucians, the Jesuits, you know, on Skullsmen, on and on and on with those guys. All right. And when Adam Weishaupt in 17, whatever, in Bavarian Lodge, he said he wanted to make a Nuevos Ordo Seclorum, a new world order. And he collectively, and I believe he was a Jesuit infiltrator for the Catholics, and he infiltrated the Masonic lodges. And basically, that was the beginning of connecting the Jesuits with the Mason Illuminati. That's the new term, with the joint effort. And again, a lot of these top echelon became linked up to that. So it's a secret society in a secret society. Again, who's controlling these secret societies ultimately are, again, the occult, the demons, of course. And that's why they do demonic practices, drinking out of skulls, you know, pentagrams, opening up dimensional portals, just they think they're the elites using mysticism, the Kabbalah, so forth and so on. So that's that one thing. That's why you have the New World Order. That's what the devil wants. It stems again from the Babylonian Tower, where man and woman were trying to build into the sky, you know, a tower to go to God and to become gods in some sense. God destroyed it and separated us. That's why we have different races. And these guys, again, are collectively trying to put together, again, that Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel is the New World Order. All right, so that's, okay, so that's what I think number four, the secret societies. All right, so let me recap. Lucifer top, second demons, those are his archangels and stuff like that, his workers, the hive. The third is, again, the bloodlines of the Illuminati. Fourth are the secret societies that a lot of them now are connected. They're all working towards the agenda for the New World Order. Underneath that would be the corporations. No, actually the governments of this world, because the governments are all controlled, again, who by who, the bloodlines and who, the secret society members. So then you have the governments. Underneath that would be the corporations of this world that are ran by who, again, bloodlines, rich elites, blah, blah, blah. And then you have the underlings or the people, which is us. And governments and so forth and so on fall in the category of the government. And so there you have it. That is pretty much in an eggshell what's going down. That's the story. So you have an alien, a demonic entity controlling the us. And it's sad unless you know God. Now I'm going to talk about to prove how they hate us. The devil hates every single human being. His job is to steal our souls and to send us to hell. And hell was not made for me or you. It was made for him, for, again, falling from the grace of God, for, again, spitting in God's literally eyes or whatever. And, you know, the devil wanting to be God himself. And, again, he is pure evil. He hates humans. He's jealous of humans because we're in his image. So that is the real. Now, let's go on to the ExtremeLifeChanger.com, and, you know, I'm going to talk about how much he hates us and stuff that probably you don't know. Most things we don't know are top 10, and I'm going to have more. But again, let's go to it. And some of this stuff is by food and stuff like that. Most of us don't know that honey you buy from grocery store contains no actual honey whatsoever. Yes, it's true. Honey isn't even technically honey. Most of it's made by cheap mystery sweeteners, illegal imported from China, right under the nose of the FDA. Two, again, so we have the greed of corporations. Again, you know, man is greedy. They're going to do whatever they're going to do. I'm not going to blame it all on just, you know, the elite bloodlines. Humans are going to, you know, if you've got a business, make money. Yeah. But again, it's that power of greed. What is the root of all evil? Money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Number two, fluoride that is dripped into municipal water supplies is actually a highly toxic industrial chemical byproduct. The scam is exploding in the faces of these ignorant dentists and doctors who have been pushing their poisons for years. Once again, they were wrong. The conspiracy theorists right. Yes, folks, again, I've talked about, again, how fluoride is very, very bad for you. It hardens the pineal gland, which is a part of our brain that actually makes us, in some sense, closer to God. So, yes, it messes up your teeth. It doesn't do what they say. If you have toothpaste or whatever that has fluoride, try to find something that doesn't all natural. Flu vaccines often contain, yes, the live flu virus and actually cause the flu to us. It makes it worse. In the flu season, basically, they scare us every year to, you know, to buy vaccinations. You know, get your flu shot, get your flu shot. And, you know, again, it's bunk. I've never taken a flu shot, and I never will. The United States government openly traffics illegal drugs into Mexico as a way to cause gun violence in the U.S. So, again, the United States government is, you know, they're trafficking this stuff. Guns into Mexico as a way to, you know, cause violence over there. And then we're bringing in these drugs to fund black operations. You can, again, go on my website, and this is on 324. It's 324. Just look for 324 at the bottom. Most things we don't know. Click on there, and you can go into the links to prove the things that I'm saying. Do your research. Call me a liar. You'll see it's true. The child sex slavery industry is huge, highly profitable, and found everywhere across America and, yes, the world. You wouldn't believe, and probably until now, until the Penn State scandal recently made headlines, news around the world. As everyone knows, Penn State sports officials routinely raped young children, even pimping them out, and criminal rapists who paid big money to rape young boys. They went on for 15 years right aside and inside the prestigious university right here in America. Are you shocked? Well, you shouldn't be. You know, you got people like me, Alex Jones, and others that have been saying this for decades. Nobody listens to them. They couldn't believe it was real. People would rather buy and bury their heads, and instead of facing this reality. One of my friends, she went to, I don't know if it was a World Series or something like that, and she said there was a lot of young girls there, and they were watching, and you got to be careful. It's scary. We have had it here in Ohio too, young girls from other places being prostituted. It's very scary and very, very sad. All right. Commercially, chicken is routinely fed arsenic, and commercial cows are routinely fed chicken poo. Oh, I bet you didn't know that one. When you eat your conventional beef, you're eating meat from a cow who created by the meat consuming chicken poop. Yum. Can I have some more poop burger, please? That's what this guy says. Natural foods and cereals are routinely made by genetically modified ingredients. Okay, so you thought your natural meant better than organic? No. GMOs, genetically modified food crops and stuff, and you get suckered in. So the cereal companies are dishonest, and they're not telling us. So again, your cereal, most of your cereal products are, again, made by what? Corn. And even your dog food, if you got dogs and stuff and everything, it's all genetically modified. So there you go. Again, this is all from the alien. The alien is the demon, the fallen angel, Lucifer. It's all to destroy us, friends. The global banking industry is a criminal racket that steals wealth from the working class people, and then, you know, they've been stealing us. We know the feds and everything else. These guys have been manipulating and taking us for a ride. Again, the rich bank bailouts, Freddie Mac, you know, Goldman Sachs. These guys take our money, and they steal it, and we're more slaves. Again, friends, what we have to realize, the more taxes, the more poorer we are, right? More laws they make, and they make them every year. More laws, the less freedoms. This is the world we live in, friends. It's made that way. All right? The U.S. government routinely conspires with the pharmaceutical giants' drugs to conduct criminal, inhumane medical experiments on innocent people. Recently, a revelation about the U.S. government and the secret medical experiments in Guatemala are just the tip of the iceberg. Dr. Jonas Salk, inventor of the polio vaccine, also ran unethical medical experiments on people. In fact, the entire history of modern medicine, pharmaceuticals, vaccinations, and so much more is something of a house of horrors in the inhumane medical experiments on innocent victims. So, you know, we have that. I mean, it goes on and on and on, and that's just some. Again, we know 9/11 was an inside job. I mean, it's terrible. This is the world we live in. Again, done who? By these corporations. They also feed us the population control. There's a great video. Here, excuse me. There's a great video that I posted, and I'll have that up for the video of the week. You guys need to watch it. It's called What You've Been Missing, Exposing the Noble Lie. And it talks a lot, especially in the beginning of the movie, about overpopulation. It shows Bill Gates saying that we need to vaccinate and depopulize the nations in the world for their agenda. So they're saying vaccinations to depopulize us. It's crazy, but it comes from their mouth. They tell us, and we're too stupid to realize this. Again, these guys are part of the agenda. Again, the agenda is controlled by the secret societies, friends. Who's controlling the secret societies? Again, the elite bloodlines. And ultimately, who are these elite bloodlines? They're mixed people with these demons that, again, have these generational curses and sins that they have opened up their spirits to. So their family members have it. The third generation, so forth and so on, unless you find God. That's part of it. And they become possessed by these demons and these devils. That's it. Ran by a fallen angel, Lucifer, again, which is an alien. So the aliens have taken over the world. You need to watch a movie called They Live, and it explains basically what I'm trying to tell you today. I know it's hard to believe. I know it. But it's real. Again, it is 100% real. Can't get away from the facts. That's what it's about. You know, and once you know this stuff, and I don't want anybody being scared or shook up and messed up because of it. You know, God, if you have God, you have love. I'm blessed. I love every day. I wake up with so much vitality because I know the truth. The truth what? Shall set you free, my brothers and sisters. You know? And if you're right now still not believing what I'm saying, this universe is so vast, okay? A lot of people go, well, yeah, this universe is so vast. Yeah, there's got to be something out there. What's there not to stop or not to say that these entities have not already been here and they've already taken over, which they have. So you can't take that out of the equation. The universe is so vast. Why wouldn't an entity, an evil alien entity, take this place over in a form of deceit that we don't know? Because if we know, then we can fight them off. They know that. And there's probably not, you know, They can't fight the power of God that's within every single human being. We all have God's spark. And if we get religious and we believe, not religious, have a relationship with God. I don't believe in religion. I believe in a relationship with God. They can't stop us. And they know that. So that is why we are manipulated day in and day out by what? The TV, the media, the radio, the magazines, through your indoctrinations, through your school. I can go on and on and on. It's a perfect thing. And then they're rich. So these aliens, these fallen angels, they're having the time of their life. Why stop them? Why show yourself if you already have everything? Think about it, my friends. Think about it. But ultimately, they have nothing because they do not have God. Hallelujah. They don't know the truth. They don't know. They may know the truth because they do. These demons and devils fear Jesus Christ. That's why they don't want them in the dumps, the deep underground military bases, because they know the Lord Christ is King of Kings. Hallelujah. And that's why they don't want they don't want God around. They want to fight. And so when this alien invasion comes down the road or whatever, ultimately, it's going to be probably our Heavenly Father with the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and they have implanted us that the good God, again, which is Gnosticism, which we see it all around the world, the good God is the bad God. And humanity is going to fight the Heavenly Father. Why? Because they will all be manipulated by this new world that's coming. All the leaders have said it. Everyone will be chipped and linked up to the internet through this chip, the mark of the beast 666, which will be the new currency in a couple years. And they will all be mind controlled through that system as well, because they will be linked up to it. They're going to try to abolish Christianity, the true religion, or the true relationship with God. And that will start the war of wars and the revelation or the apocalypse or whatever you want to call it. You know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Armageddon. That's the word I'm looking for, as the Bible talked to Armageddon, the battle between God and humanity and the fallen angels. Now, you have a chance right now, friends, through all history, to break out of that side. Because you're either on God's side right now, or you're either on the fallen angels, the alien, demonic, reptilian, satanic presence. By default, you are part of it because you're born into this world. When you're born again, you're born out of this world and into the heavenly kingdom. Listen closely. There's no perfect prayer, but say this prayer, you know, with your heart of hearts. Just say, "Dear Father God, you know, forgive me of my sins. I have been again lied upon lied every day, pretty much almost of my life, in some sense, to take me away from you, Father God. I want to be born again. Please forgive me of my sin. Please forgive me of my falls, and you know, and just I believe in Christ came here to warn us, to show us the truth, and to be born again, Father God, to be, you know, part of you, to love you, to only love you, Father God, and to be overwhelmed through the Holy Spirit to guide us through these dark days that we are going towards. Father God, just please protect me and put a veil of protection, and the good angels, your angels, Father God, surround me, my family, my house, Father God. I want to be born again. I believe in Jesus Christ. He is my Savior. I love you, Father God." If you said that prayer with your heart and your heart of hearts, you're saved, my friends. Get baptized in the water of life and love. Find a good church. Read the Bible every day. You know, you can get apps. You can, you know, go on the internet and just read a verse here and there every day. And my friend, you're going to be blessed beyond anything. And you're saved. You're now, you know, right now, if you didn't say that prayer and you don't believe in God, you're in the waters, okay? You're drowning. I'm throwing you a life preserver. I'm throwing you a life jacket where you can survive. And then I'm going to pull you. I'm going to dry you. I'm going to give you clothes. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to do everything humanly possible or spiritually possible through God, because God's the one who's doing this and saving you from that water. Now, that water that you're in right now, if you're not saved, will soon turn into the lake of fire, my friends. Because again, the enemy, everybody who is opposing God will eventually end up in the lake of fire. And that's true. Again, evil cannot live in the presence of God. All is righteousness and love of God. And God, yes, he permits things to happen. Yes, all for his glory, but ultimately God is infinite love. Because what? God is life, and God gave you life, my friends. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. See, when something bad happens to you, people blame God, or they didn't get a girlfriend they wanted, or they didn't get money, or they didn't get the car, and you know, whatever. They always blame God. Oh, they say a prayer, and they go, "Oh, you know, God didn't do that." That's the enemy. The enemy is the evil one. You need to realize that. Go to God. The only person that can stop you from you progressing to be the person that you can be is yourself, my friends. And then from there is the enemy. Don't let him do it. God loves you more than words could ever describe. He loves you so much. He's here. He gave his begotten son, Jesus, who paid the ultimate price, and to show us the truth It's beautiful. I love you guys, man. I just feel that inner peace, and it's just amazing. The Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful thing, my friends. And I pray right now, everyone feels that. And I know that there's people going through some hard times. And I pray in the name of Jesus that he just alleviates those things and people see a miracle working through their lives and seeing God is working through his beauty. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Extreme Life Changer Show here on the ExtremeLifeChanger.com. May God always bless you. I love you. Again, don't be worried. Again, what I said today, there's nothing to fear. If you have Yeshua, Jesus Christ, God bless.